Joining me live over the phone this morning is Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir with our monthly update from Kemmer. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. Thank you. Hope you're doing well, too, up there in Star Valley.
Yeah, we are hanging in there so far. So, well, appreciate you, as always, taking some time to update us on the happenings in the city of Kemmer. And I wanted to ask you out of the gate here. Last we talked, we discussed the JCPenney statue and how that was donated to the Kemmer, as long as you paid for the transportation cost. And so give us the update there. Has that made its way to Kemmer, or is it still in the process?
We're still in process. They're actually, the city's paid about over $5,000 actually for the dismantling and storage of it as well. And then we still got to pay for the transportation. We did get a generous donation from someone and appreciated that. And we talked to both the Rotary and the Lions Club about getting some help and being able to help pay for the cost of that, and as well as any private donations that are interested in doing that. So we appreciate what's happened so far on that. And yeah, we just need to find the most affordable, safest way to get it here too. So, and then it needs to be coded. We're probably going to locate it down in the triangle. And it needs to be coated. It's a bronze statue, so we need to pay for some coating for that, which is probably at least $700 or $800 for that. So, but yeah, we're working on that. It's one of our highest priorities. Location-wise, one idea that's been discussed that seems favorable and logical and ideal is to put it, like, right across from the JCPenney, where people come to town to get their picture taken in front of the JCPenney store, so they could maybe get a photo op with the JCPenney statue and the store in the same shot. And so that's one idea. Another idea floating around is perhaps in front of JCPenney's home there. So anyway, we're exploring the pros and cons of those ideas, and we'll get some feedback from the community and from the council. And once we get it here, we're hoping to get it here within the next few weeks, so working on it.
Excellent. And Brian, for those that maybe missed our last conversation, let's talk about why this is coming, because for a while there was in question whether the JCPenney store in Kemmer was even going to remain open and remain a JCPenney. And so everything's kind of come full circle. And not only is it going to stay open, but you're getting the statue. Take us back to how that process played out.
So what happened is JCPenney was in bankruptcy, and then they've come out of bankruptcy. There's a couple of investors. I think Simon was one of them. I can't remember the name of the other one, but they actually decided to come out of bankruptcy and keep the JCPenney name and keep our store here. And the statue actually came about because they are moving to some, I think, a little smaller, different headquarters there, near Dallas. I think it's near Plano, Texas. And they didn't have any room for it, and they were trying to find who they thought would be the ideal candidate for it, and thought of us first, thankfully. There was a couple other people in the running for it, and we were very fortunate to get it. And there's actually some plaques that come along with it. And they mentioned Kemmer, so on those plaques, and so that'll be part of the presentation as well.
Very good. That's Brian Muir again this morning, Kemmer City Administrator here on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, something else I wanted to bring up this morning. In the past, we've talked about the downtown revitalization, and a group came through Lincoln County and made a stop in Kemmer, as it did a couple other towns, and maybe gave some suggestions on what to do downtown. And we talked about what some of those suggestions were. What's the latest there? The committee still working towards some of those projects?
So, yes. So, actually, our economic development firm that's helping us with implementation of our diversification and retention and expansion of our economy, implementing that study, they have also got some expertise in this area and have given them some good suggestions. I actually shared with them the study that was done of our downtown and the recommendations from Downtown Redevelopment Services. and resources. And they actually I had forwarded that to them, and they came up with some interesting ideas. One of the opportunities we have downtown is the JCPenney Golden Rule store. And one suggestion that they have that kind of dovetails from the recommendations was perhaps putting a 50s diner on one side and a donut shop and coffee on the shop on the other side, and share some resources and then put some living space up above. It's quite a good historical building, which we've tried to get grants for before, and it has a lot of opportunity and charm. It's got good bones, you know, when you look at the downtown area. There's a lot of buildings that still have some good bones, and so we have a lot of potential there. But I actually passed that idea this week by our historical preservation committee, and they thought it had some good merit there to follow. There's some other properties downtown that give us opportunity as well. Where the old Kemmer Hotel is, that is now open and available. The city owns the property there. If someone wanted to invest to put something there, there's also some property between the Golden Rule store and Grumpy's there that the city owns. And we also own what we call the Wilcox building downtown, which is between our flower shop and the beauty salon on that south side of the triangle. So lots of opportunities for some entrepreneurs to come in and do some good things. And we certainly hope that people will take advantage of those opportunities. We do want to work with the Kemmer Historical Preservation Committee and with our zoning board and with our city council on trying to guide the future of the downtown. And there's a lot of suggestions to change some of our zoning ordinances and update them a little bit to try to keep a good look and feel, a consistent look and feel downtown. And so we'll be working on that. So lots of opportunities just for the right investor or entrepreneur to give it a go.
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Well, Brian, other than hoping for a little snowpack, anything else you wanted to mention this morning while we got you on the air?
Yes, actually, what I've been thinking about it, and what we're really hoping for is for people to get involved with all of this downtown redevelopment. And we actually have right now two openings on our zoning board. So they have the opportunity to help give us some good advice for any ordinances that may need to come forth. And, of course, we need to get the citizens and residents involved, too, and making some recommendations for the zoning. And also we have openings on our historical committee, preservation committee, which has been doing some good hard work there. They've applied for a grant for us before and may apply for some grants for us again. And we have openings on the rec board too. So just a lot of opportunities for people to get involved, and we need you. And just wanted to throw that out there.
Absolutely. And just contact the town offices for more details on those boards and positions that are open.
Yes. Yep.
That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, this morning. Brian, thanks so much for your time.